This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Shell companies hiding true ownership were used in 75% of the purchases of homes worth more than $5 million in Los Angeles, even higher than the 55% for comparable purchases in New York City. A study of 17 countries from 1722 to 2015 has found that elected heads of government lived 2.7 fewer years and experienced a 23% greater risk of premature death than the defeated office seekers. Milwaukee, Philly, and Detroit surged in final days of Obamacare sign-up, while Dallas, Denver, and Las Vegas have lagged. The percentage of clients entering nursing homes who are moderate to severely obese with a body mass over 35% has risen from 14.7% in 2000 to 25% in 2010. The problem is especially acute in the South. One-third of new births are by cesarean section. New findings say that even with an emergency C-section, health outcomes may be better than planned C-sections because the experience of labor may have important health benefits for children. There have been more than 300 close calls between drones and regular aircraft, according to the FAA. New rules are going to require owners to register and number their drones so that they can be tracked. Surveys say that the cheapest day to book flights is on Sunday, and the most expensive is Friday because of competition with corporates. Going overseas, flights are 5% cheaper to the Caribbean, 77 days ahead, 10% cheaper to South America, 100 days early, but make it 144 days early to save 24% to the Middle East or Africa, 160 days to go to Asia or the Pacific, saving 13%, and a whopping half year or 176 days to save 11% flying to Europe. Thai Union, one of the world's largest seafood exporters, says that it will use only in-house suppliers beginning January 1st in order to rid its supply chain of slavery. The tax on so-called Cadillac plans under the Affordable Care Act and the tax on medical devices, both of which the administration had intended to assist in financing the cost of Obamacare, will be delayed for 2 years in a tentative agreement in Congress. Los Angeles school system was closed for the day, though New York City stayed open after terrorist threats to the systems. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the affiliated media, Foundation Movement, AMFM.